time is it? Oh, must have fallen asleep. Got a crick in my neck. Gotta stretch that out. Hey. Sweetie, are you awake? You fell asleep too? Okay, I'm gonna get a drink and then I'll come wake you up. What am I doing? You're asleep. You can't hear me. God, I wish I could sleep like you sometimes. Nothing wakes you up. Explains why you've got 7 different alarms set for the morning. Oh, you're home. You scared me, God. I figured you'd be out all night. So, did you have a good night? Oh, that's too bad. Well, not every night can be a winner, I guess. Right? Sometimes I suppose you've got to sleep alone. Though that is a pity. I've seen your sheets and they're so thin, they're practically threadbare. You must get so cold at night. You must really like need someone to keep you warm, or maybe just someone to get your blood pumping. It's hard to be cold when you're really getting into things, you know. I always think that when one is what do you mean what am I doing? I'm having a conversation with my boyfriend's roommate. You're a part of it. You should know. No, I'm not doing anything else. What else would I be doing here? What are you even talking about? Teasing you? Flirting? You're crazy. Tell me why exactly I would ever want to do that. With you? To you? Any of that? I mean, I have a boyfriend. You met him, right? Your roommate. I know that cheating is a thing. I'm not a child. I also know that it's definitely not the sort of things that girls like I do. What kind of girl am I? I'm a good girl. Small town, church on Sunday, modest outfits, and... Hey, why are you laughing at that? Okay, well, granted, yes, I'm not exactly modest right now. Yes, I'll admit, these shorts are a little small, and this shirt is a little tight, a little, thin. But I was just lounging at home with my boyfriend. We were cuddling up on the couch. You weren't even supposed to be home tonight. I was wearing this for... What do you mean, the other times? Last Thursday? What about last Thursday? Yeah, my boyfriend was at school late. Okay, I was here, sure. The outfit I was wearing? I just come home from a run and it needed to stop here. Well, that's just what I run in. Because it's comfortable, that's why. You know what? I don't even have to. Oh. You saw that? Okay, fine. I took off my shirt before I came in here so that I was only in a sports bra and my shorts. You're right, I did lie, but there is an explanation for it. And you have to... The week before, what are you? Breakfast? When I made breakfast for my boyfriend, dressed like... Yeah, I was wearing just a bra and my panties and an apron. I know that I was maybe dressed a little inappropriate, but still, that doesn't mean that it was for you. I could have been... Oh, you knew that? You heard him say the night before? You heard my boyfriend tell me that he was heading out early that day and wouldn't have time for breakfast. Well, maybe I just forgot then. Did you ever think of that? It didn't have to be for you. Touching? Well, now I know that I've never... Crap. Yeah. There is that one time. But it was dark and I was a bit tipsy at the club. and I thought that you were him. Well, I don't know how to explain it, okay? Yes, I know you're way taller than him, and yes, I guess you're more muscular than he is. A lot more muscular than he is. Oh, okay, yeah, even in the dark, it's pretty hard to confuse the two of you, but that doesn't mean that I couldn't. I just got a little drunk. Like I said, I mean, you know that I don't have much of a tolerance for... You overheard my drink order. You knew that I was sober all night. Okay, look, I can explain things. Well, I don't actually know if I can explain much of anything at all, but I can explain a little bit. God, this is so humiliating. I can't believe I'm going to really go through with this, but there is an explanation, okay? It's about my boyfriend, your roommate, okay? About 4 or 5 weeks ago, he got a little drunk while you were out of town and we were fooling around, and he got a little weird and he was having trouble getting hard. Okay, that's not a problem. I mean, it happens to a lot of guys, right? That's what I've heard from my girlfriends, at least. I mean, I have never had a problem with it. Or, well, I suppose I have because my boyfriend had a problem with it. What I mean is that other guys, not that there have been other guys than him. Oh, God, this doesn't matter. The point is, when I asked him if something was wrong, he started talking. He started sharing. He shared a lot. A lot. He told me about his big, big problem. Okay? It's you. I mean, he just walked in on you, apparently, and you remember that, right? When he saw you, when he saw all of you. Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, that's not it. Yes, he was embarrassed at walking in on you naked, but it wasn't the embarrassment of it that was making it hard for him to perform. It was, he felt inadequate, okay? Why? You don't need me to tell you why. Ugh. Oh my God, boys are all the same. Yes, he was embarrassed because you're a lot bigger than him. No, I'm talking about your height. Ugh, yes, your thing. God, I'm not going to use that word. No, you can call it that if you want, but I'm not going to. Because it's rude. Because it's crude, okay? Because I'm not the type of girl who says stuff like that. No, screw you. I don't need this. Why are you grabbing my arm? We're not done yet. You're not the boss of me. I don't need to. He wouldn't believe you. I'm a good girl, and he knows it. It'll be your word against mine, and... Okay, fine. Just let go of my arm, and we'll talk, all right? He told me that you were big and it was bugging him. That it was making him feel inadequate. And that you're right. Fine. You're right. That's not the point. The point is that I've never seen any other than his and I wanted to know what he meant. The point is that I've never seen any other than his and I wanted to know what he meant. Yes. Yes, that means what it clearly means. The only guy I've ever been with is my boyfriend because I love him and we're going to get married one day. No, that doesn't make me a prude. It makes me a romantic. Okay, fine. Admittedly, it's not very romantic to try to catch a glimpse of another guy's thing. But my intentions were pretty innocent. I mean, I was just going to look at the outline of it. I didn't even want to see it in person, and I know that I could have, because you never lock the door when you're showering. I just wanted to see it hard and see if it was as big as he said it was. So, because I've never seen one that big before, and I was curious. That's why. So I tease you a little. There isn't a law against that. So I might have dressed a little skimpy, but I was just trying to catch a glimpse, and when I did, I was going to give up on it and go back to the way things were. I was going to go back to being good. Yeah, sure. I guess that means I wasn't being very good right then. Are you happy now? Jerk. Got me all embarrassed and flustered. I feel like such an idiot. I'm just going to finish my glass of water and wake my boyfriend up and go to bed for the night. In the morning, I'd really appreciate it if we could just forget this conversation ever happened. I'll promise to stop teasing you if you promise to never tell my boyfriend what I did, and we can just move on from... What? What do you mean all I had to do was ask? You're joking, right? I mean, you have to be joking, because if you're not joking, that means you're being serious. And if you're being serious, we need to have a very different conversation right now. The kind of conversation where I remind you that I'm in a loving relationship with your roommate who is sleeping only a few feet away on the couch. That kind of conversation where I let you know that you're about to cross a line that you can definitely cannot come back from. And if you want to keep things civil between all of us, that you should probably consider your next words very carefully. Well, I'm glad you think that I'm adorable, but that is hardly the point here. The point is, I'm dating your friend, and that means I'm out of bounds. That means I'm not going to do something like ask to see your thing, because I shouldn't. And that's a good enough reason. I don't need to, and I won't, and I am. Why did you go and do that? That was really over the line. You had to go and, Stop it. Please. Stop it. God, this is wrong. You kissed me. Oh God, your tongue was in my mouth and your hands were on my ass and... Why did you do that? What do you mean you needed stimulation? You needed me to stimulate you so that you could show me? No, I said I didn't need to see it. I didn't say that I wanted to. You took your pants off. You're out. Your thing is. Oh, it's so big. Oh my God. Okay, you showed me. I guess that's good. You can go ahead and put it away now. Suspicions confirmed. Don't need to see anymore. Good night, I guess. And what? It's not fully hard? It gets bigger? Oh, wow. Wow, I can see why my boyfriend was so intimidated. Yeah, it is bigger than his. I mean, it's bigger now. If it gets even bigger, then yeah. I can touch it if I want. Oh, how generous of you. As if you don't get anything out of that little deal. So just generously sharing yourself with me. So selfless. Really, I ought to get down on my knees and thank you. Oh, I bet you'd want me down on my knees. Hey, I didn't see you could touch my wrist. What are you? You can't just grab my hand and make me touch it like that. just grabbing me, making me put my hand on it. Making me wrap my fingers around it. Sliding my hand up and down. I know I'm not pulling away. I know that you let go of my hand. I know what I'm doing. It's just an experiment. You said it gets harder, right? Bigger? I'm just trying to see how hard I can make it get. I mean, I'm here already. I might as well go a little farther. It's only right. It's only smart. What's that? It'll help if I get down on my knees? Okay. Why would this help? You like the look of me down here? Okay, whatever, man. I'm just going to just gonna do my thing here with your thing. What? What do you mean take my hand back? Wait, what's wrong? Wait, stop. Talk to me. Huh? Really? You're really not going to let me give you a hand job if I keep on calling it your thing? Right, I believe that if you... Hey, wait, okay, I'll do it. I'll call it... What do you want me to call it? Oh, God, okay. I'll say it. Just give me a second to... You want me to... Mm-hmm. Fine. Please let me stroke your cock. Your cock with my hand. Happy! What do you mean, why do I want to stroke it? You know, why? I want to know how big it gets. I want to see how much bigger it can get. Yes, that's the only reason. If it was all the same to me, I'd just get it all done and over with just as fast as possible. It's just curiosity. I just want to know, but the faster we can be done and over with, and the better for... What? My mouth? No. This is getting crazy. No, that is absolutely a line that I shouldn't cross. Why do you even have to ask that? Here I am on my knees with my hands stroking up and down your very, very big... cock, and now you want me to put my mouth on it? Are you insane? Okay, well, sure, you're probably right. It would go a bit faster if I did, but that's not the... Yes, I know what I said, but still, I shouldn't... Because it would be cheating, that's why. This isn't... Oh, God, this is cheating, isn't it? Well, I guess that's... Oh, God, what am I doing? Have I gone insane? I mean, he's right over there. I can see him sleeping on a couch. He'd wake up any minute now. Well, I guess that's a good point. The faster we finish, the faster we... The less chance that he... Okay, then. What's the fastest way to get this done and over with? Because that's what I want. I know my mouth, but... I've just never done any of that before. No, not even with my boyfriend. Can you tell me what to do? Can you show me? Okay. Line up and look at it. Stroke it slowly from the very bottom of the tip. Part my lips, tip forward. Give it a kiss. Part my lips now. Take it in. Oh wow, that was something else. It was so weird. I mean, it was all hard and warm and salty, and I could feel it like twitching in my mouth. And I want to, You
into my tongue. Around the tip. Lick the shaft here. Put everything in my mouth again. Okay. A little faster. Okay. What's that? You wanna know if I wanna go faster? Faster how? Faster where? Oh, faster to get you fully hard. You're not fully hard yet. Are you? Jeez! It gets bigger? Okay, what do I need to do? You need to... The fastest way is if you take control. What do you mean? What do you mean, do I trust you? I mean, yeah, my boyfriend is only a few feet away. I trust that you're not going to do anything crazy. Fine, I'll say it. I want you to take control. What else? Really? Fine, I want you to use my mouth. What do you mean, good enough? Oh god, that was so intense. I've never felt anything like it before. Did I like it? Yeah, I think I liked it. I think I want more. What do you mean you're still not fully hard? But it's so big now. I don't think it could get much bigger than that without, I don't know, without you hurting someone with it. Without you passing out from blood loss. It's not going to get bigger? Why not? You're not some dumb virgin. You need more than my mouth? You need me to pay you back for all those times I teased you? Pay you back? How? What are you doing? Oh, your hands are all over me. What are you? We should. He's right over there. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're touching me. Oh, your fingers are inside me. Oh, my God. You tore my shorts off. You just ripped them away. I can't believe. Oh my god. Oh, I know what comes next. I know what you're gonna do now. Oh, this is horrible. This is so wrong. This is horrible. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it pressing on me. I can't. You can't. Why isn't it in me? Why isn't it in me yet? What do you want me to say now? Oh god, this is so humiliating. Okay, fine. I need it. I need your big fucking cock in my... A little cheating cut. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that you're pleased with my humiliation. Oh, that's a good thing. I'm gonna break. please, I need you to... Oh God, I don't know why I like that. What's that? It's because it's a punishment. Oh fuck. It's because you're treating me like... Oh fuck, fine. It's because you're treating me like the cheating whore I am. Because you're... Oh God. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, you like that? Yes, that's a... Oh, God. Oh. Don't stop. I'll see it. I'm cheating whore. I'm a tease who needs to be punished. I'm a walking tease. Talking cunt. I deserve to get fucked like a cunt. Like a slut I am. Anything you need me to be. Anything you want me to be. Just as long as you keep fucking me. Oh, there goes my shirt. Are you happy now? Oh, all the mysteries gone. Kevin. Oh, fucking call me a tease if I've shown you every last inch of myself to you. Oh, have you taken every last inch of me? Forgiven me. Every last inch of you, fuck. Fuck, don't stop. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. And I need to come. And I wanna come. You little cheating slut needs to fucking come. Oh my God, she needs it so bad. And she's begging. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh my God. Before. Okay, you're getting close. Oh, you need me to come in my face. Come me with your seat, please. Like the cheating whore I am. Come in my face. Wait, oh fuck. Please, I need it. Oh god. There's this fuck. So many of it. Oh fuck. It's so hot. It's so sticky. No. I'm so salty. Oh. So salty. Kind of tasty, actually. What? Oh, fuck. Is he still asleep? He is? That's expected, I guess. That man sleeps like the dead. What's that? I look cute covered in your cum? Well, thank you, I guess. And I guess, thank you for all of this and for keeping all of this a secret. I mean, I can't say I saw this coming, but still. Oh my God, your cum dripping. Oh, I suppose you're right. Didn't really get much of a chance to see you fully hard since you were... buried inside of me most of that time. So, yeah, you know what? I guess it will require a little more investigation, a little more teasing, a little more temptation, and a little more punishment. What's that? I look like a tease kneeling here, all covered in your cum. Well then, I think we both know what happens next. Take me to your bedroom. I think we have a few hours at least before my boyfriend wakes up. That's right. I want to get you hard again. And I want to see it properly this time. Just to make sure I have a good idea of exactly how big the cock is that was just fucking me really is. But hey, if we don't make it happen during round two, there's always round three, right?